The captives, seated on the deck, looked pale and miserable. She hated herself for that, but at least they were all alive. Except Pazin, Kristofsen, and Pazin's mate.
Here's the situation. ISC just dropped a fleet into the system. They can't come help us, however, because Pazin and his little clique disabled our beacon, and we haven't been able to fix it. That puts our chance of rescue pretty low. On active scan, we'll show up as a dead ship, unless someone comes in really close, and they probably have other priorities. It could be weeks before they find us, if they do, and the rations run out in another few days. So if one of you has the expertise to fix the beacon, this would be a good time to tell me. And do that job honestly.
They stared back at her as if she'd spoken to them in an alien language.
We really are running out of rations? You're not just punishing us.
That was a short, balding man toward the back of the group.
No. Why would I do that? You weren't all in on it anyway, and making you hungry wouldn't be the way to make you friendly. Pazin and company did us all a bad turn. I don't know what his plan was.
I do.
Kai felt a prickle down her backbone.
And you are?
I was his number two comm officer. You killed the number one. I wasn't supposed to be in on it, but he knew all about the Ansible attacks. He wasn't about to wait around here until ISC showed up.
Where did he think he could go in a ship like this with no FTL drive?
The man looked even paler. His skin glistened in the lights as those around him turned to look at him.
I don't think I should say.
You'd better say, Corson, or we'll break your stupid neck. If you get us killed...
And you are?
Hemphurst, first officer of Balkness Bright Eyes. Idiots have caused enough trouble. Corson, you cooperate or else.
Pazin will... or his group will... get me if I tell.
Well, they aren't here, and I am. I don't want to die of starvation because you're scared they'll come after you. If you're already dead, what difference does it make?
Corson looked around nervously.
What? You think some of them are here?
I don't know. I don't think so. But there's still people from our crew and the Empress. But what if one of them...
Tell what you know, Corson, or I'll kill you, and then we'll have one more ration.
All right. All right. I don't know all of it. But I do know the Marie wasn't the only ship Pazin had in system. Why the Mercs didn't find the other, I don't know. It must have been stealth somehow. But anyway, Pazin was regional boss for the Barenta gang. Posed as an ordinary trader, had a respectable history as cover. He had some kind of deal with the government here. The only people he was afraid of were ISC. He knew about the Ansible attack, who did it, and why. And the Empress Rose was in on it too. Kristofsen was one of them. Nobody ever suspected anything of a passenger ship from a line like that. And he was going to rendezvous with his other ship, change the beacon on this one, put an FTL drive in it, and...
kill us all. He was a damn pirate, in other words.
Kind of.
Which means you're a pirate.
No! No, I'm not! I found out something when I was on Empress, and they grabbed me and threatened me and then stuck me on Marie. There wasn't anything I could do. They watched me all the time. I was just like a prisoner.
So what do you know about beacons? Do you know how to fix them?
I don't know. I know some things to try.
Then you had better try them. Hemphurst is not the only one willing to kill you if you don't cooperate.
Kai met Hemphurst's gaze. He nodded at her.
And as for the rest of you, anyone else have any expertise in this area?
A woman on the far side stepped forward.
Comtech Sovert Asperger? I don't know what's been done to the beacon, but I have done beacon maintenance. I might be able to help.
Good. You too, then.
Corson and Sovert made an odd pair, Kai thought, as she escorted them back through the maintenance passages with Mihar and Bia close behind them. Corson, so clearly nervous about retaliation from Pazin's people, and Sovert, despite the effects of hunger, eager to get to work. At the access hatch, Kai stopped them.
Here, before you go to work, have some lunch.
It was only a sandwich apiece and a thin slice of fruitcake.
If we can make contact and get an ETA for help, I'll know whether I can treat everyone.
Thanks, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Engineer Chalk and Environmental Tech Mihar will keep an eye on you.